Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Torn to pieces.
top that. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, or hey, Gumby. hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise. May Possum Hour set you upon that path. This here's day 948 of the Wrath of Putin. Tonight's closed caption is provided by the Dingus Corporation, proud makers of Snappy Pappy's Crappy Trappies, the Who's Gives a Shit undergarment. Way Paul Smeyer, thank them again for their patronage. Snappy Pappy's Crappy Trappies, the Who Gives a Shit undergarment. Get a real announcer in here. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the church. Oh, the beer-battered shrimp. You're listening to Grenache Network, only the finest Mondays. It's Possum Hour during the week, Club Red Time. And this Friday, the triumphant return of Possum Friday, Friday Night Possum. Assuming the Gumby's game. I mean, I don't expect an audience or anything. Well, the phone line. I don't think we have Biff Sanderson's not on tonight. But the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes. Just in case. Well, Gumby's already called in, so probably nobody's going to call in, but you never know.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, this announcement we should have done a month ago.
Today, the United States is engaged in a gigantic effort to send men to the moon. For this effort, Pillsbury has developed many special foods. Here is the first one to be made available to the public, Space Food Sticks. To meet the demands of a long space flight, Space Food Sticks had to be a compact, nutritious, high-energy food. That's why they make the perfect between-meal energy snack. Energy for hard play. Energy for hard work. Lasting energy to feel alive. If that sounds better than some of the things your family fills up on between meals, you should try Space Food Sticks for good nutrition and lasting energy in a chewy, tasty snack food. Chocolate, caramel, and peanut butter, about 44 calories, at your grocer's next to the instant breakfast section. Space Food Sticks, the energy snack from U.S. Aerospace Research and Pillsbury.
Space Force! Oh, there's our first caller!
Yeah, I think something rather important is coming up here.
Neil and Buzz, the President of the United States is in his office now and would like to say a few words to you, over. That would be an honor. Go ahead, Mr. President, this is Houston out.
Hello, Neil and Buzz. I'm talking to you by telephone from the Oval Room at the White House. And this certainly has to be the most historic telephone call ever made from the White House. I just can't tell you how proud we all are of what you have done. For every American, this has to be the proudest day of our lives. And for people all over the world, I am sure that they too join with Americans in recognizing what an immense feat this is. Because of what you have done, the heavens have become a part of man's world. And as you talk to us from the Sea of Tranquility, it inspires us to redouble our efforts to bring peace and tranquility to Earth. For one priceless moment in the whole history of man, all the people on this earth are truly one. One in their pride in what you have done, and one in our prayers that you will return safely to Earth.
Splashdown should be on Thursday. 450 miles southwest of the Mississippi.
watch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
Oh, that's right, I'm sad and blue, cause I can do the boogaloo. I'm lost, can't do my thing, and that's why I sing. Gimme that thing, gimme that thing.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Professor Roy. Right here in our very, very...
There you go. Another possum hour. Here we are, kids.
Bringing it, boy. Representing, man.
Bringing it, boy.
We've had summer crowds before, man.
Yeah.
All right. It all goes into the archive. Ford Prefect actually has a doctor's excuse.
Okay. He bring a note?
Yeah, from Epstein's mother.
Okay. All right.
That's funny, tumbleweeds. Today, my son came over today instead of Sunday. And for years, I've had this gift certificate, gift card in my wallet. Some guy gave it to me as a tip years ago. Over 10 years ago.
Yeah.
He says it's 20 bucks. And I'm like, cool. And 5 years went by and I was in the joint and I checked it out. I gave it to the cashier and I said, is this any good? He goes, yeah, you got 20 bucks. I'm like, cool. So that's still like 8 years ago or something. So I was telling him about this. I said, yeah, I got this gift card from Outback Steakhouse. Okay, cool. Let's go to Outback Steakhouse today. I said, all right, cool, man. If it's still good, we can use that. All right, great. So I get in my wallet, and it's like a restaurant called Tumbleweed. It isn't even around anymore. Needless to say, that didn't work out. Just goes to show you need to clean out your wallet once in a while and use those gift cards promptly.
Oh, well, now you got something to add to your museum. The old gift card from Tumbleweeds.
There's a Tumbleweeds in Heath. So I work over there a lot. So
right.
I'm not giving up the ghost on that. I'll go over there to a gig and on the way home drink $20 worth of booze or something and crash and burn.
There you have it. Life is go.
Yeah.
Life is go.
Tumbleweeds. So how was your weekend?
As usual. Just swinging cigars.
Yeah. Yeah. I was busy AF.
All right.
Had Friday night, I had to drive to Dayton. It was at Coco's. About as trendy as you could get in Dayton, Ohio, I think.
Yeah.
The manager was... very New York-y, let's say. But anyway, that was a cool gig. That was a class reunion.
I don't
believe there's any better tipping gig than a class reunion.
Nice. How many years?
The older the class, the bigger the tips. This is the 50th reunion.
Yeah, because so, they know they can't take it with them.
Well, and they gotta look like, well,
they gotta
high school
each other.
Yes, I can grease this kid up with a, although kid, oh, that's terrible. Good. A couple of the ladies asked me if I was one of the, if I went to school with them. Man, you're like 10 years older than me, man. You know? Well, 9 years. Jiminy Christmas.
I just had a flashback to the nurse asking if you need help walking out the corridor.
Yeah, I know. I'm starting to show my age, I guess. I reckon.
I always look like I'm in my 60s. Get that a lot. Alcohol's done a
it's
number.
It's the gray
of
hair,
zombies.
Man. It's the, oh, thank goodness we got a babe in the lounge.
Good.
No more sausage fest. How you doing, Cheeks?
Bringing it, Cheeks.
So I was going to tell you about Saturday. Saturday I had a hell of a day.
Yeah?
I had to drive an hour south to Chillicothe, which was the original capital of Ohio many
okay.
moons ago. Good gig, man. Don't get me wrong. Well paid. 5 hours. You know. And I drew well. I drew very well. But
yeah, I seen that one picture.
Yeah, that was that gig.
Yeah.
Now, the trouble with that gig was we were set up right next to the... Oh, shoot. Dave gave me the name of it, and I didn't write it down. It's the darn thing at a carnival.
Yeah.
That you take the big mallet, and you hit the thing, and it goes up, and it goes ding, and rings the bell, and you get a surprise.
Oh, okay.
You get a,
yep, right? Yep, yep, yep.
Feats of strength, the strength
yeah.
thingy. Anyhow.
Pluto was
it's right
good
now.
At that. Yeah.
Yeah, Pluto owned that thing.
Uh-huh.
So, you're trying to draw here, and there's music playing. It's not too loud. It's actually, the music was actually, you know, not killing me. But,
yeah.
Bam! Bam!
Bam!
Bam! Ding! All 5 hours. And I mean, it was loud. Bam! 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 Ding!
Oh, Jesus. Bam, ding, bam, ding, bam, ding.
And there was, you know, and they weren't really rhythmic. They were, you never knew when they were coming. They came in groups of three, but, oh, my Lord. Ah, my head hurts so bad. Oh,
it's
did
a
I
shame
have a
that
headache.
Those, it's a shame they were all so strong. That you got all the
no,
things.
People, actually, they didn't ding. There weren't a lot of dings, actually.
No?
Basically, mainly just bang.
Okay.
Bang! Lord. That's my complaint. Okay, enough bitching. Let's blow something up. So in lieu of blowing up the Feats of Strength thingy. Oh, do you remember this one? Chevy Van? My Chevy van, and that's a ride with me.
Oh.
About some guy lures some broad into his Chevy van, and strips her, I guess.
Oh, okay. All
like
right.
Before to Me Too. Like pre-Me Too.
Uh-huh.
Shit. Yeah. And there's no bang in it. Just
yeah, you sure?
Well,
then what are you doing here in the van?
We got Cheeks. We got Cheeks and Apple Cheeks. How cool is that?
There you go. See that? She's filling in the lounge. I like it.
More cheeks than you can shake a Sammy Johns at. Sammy Johns and Chevy Van. You'll recognize it and you'll be happy.
Oh, Nora, Nora, today I'll marry Nora, 'cause
gave a girl,
bitch,
a ride in the wagon.
I love you.
She crawled in and I took control.
Oh, fuck.
She was tired.
Give it.
But her mind was a dragon.
The hell is that shit?
I said, get some sleep and dream of rock and roll.
Fucking fuck.
Pull the string.
It's like a witch and she was sailing.
I better have another drink. I can still see your face.
Ooh wee, baby, what did you do to me? Ooh wee, baby, what did you do to me? You make me laugh, make me wait, got me tossing in the sea. Ooh baby, what you do to me? Well, when I met you, then I knew that was it. Me and all the other gals were through, 'cause when you kissed me, I blew my sack. And since then, I've never ever got my senses back. I'm all in a spin, like a vitamin. Baby, what you doing to me? Ooh-wee, baby, what you do to me? Ooh-wee, baby, what you do to me? You make me laugh, make me weak, got me tossing in the sea. Ooh, baby, what you doing to me? When you start loving, you're a real hot on fire. When you cut loose, you nearly took my goose. You did quit before you ever turned me loose. And baby, when you did, I needed to live my life. Ooh, baby, what you doing to me? Ooh-wee, baby, what you do to me? Ooh-wee, baby, what you do to me? What you do to me? You make me laugh, make me weep, got me tossing in the sea. Ooh, baby, what you doing to me? Ooh-wee.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chuck Aflack with my libido went to Toledo, his big hit, climbing the chart. Ladies and gentlemen,
you go.
The...
how are you talking?
All right. Well, very briefly, and not because we. Hey, there you go. We got another. We got another one. Another
all right.
One.
Purple
Pill has joined the conversation.
Right. Nice.
Purple Pill, woo! There they are, ladies and gentlemen, on this non-show, Possum Lounge.
Yes.
If apple cheeks. Woo! Here for apple cheeks.
Sweet Alice.
Sweet Alice. That's what I was waiting for. Sweet Alice. He's got a
sweet Alice. We love Alice.
And then, if that wasn't enough, we have Bringing It Boy.
Bringing It Boy in the house. In the house.
And if it, and it's deja vu all over again. There's Cheeks. Cheeks!
Cheeks! Cheeks is here.
Sweet Alice.
Sweet Alice. Sweet Alice.
Bring it, boy. And bring it, boy. Yeah. And then the Purple Pill just joined us.
Purple Pill. The Purple Pill is here.
Yep. And like I said, Fort Prefect has a note from Epstein's mother, Dr.
Cake.
Dr. Cake is back posting Kitty she's posting kitty memes.
Okay, good. So,
I think she's on the mend. It's a good sign when you see memes are back. So bless your heart. I hope you feel better. And I think it was probably like a psychiatrist probably told her like probably be a good idea to give up that possum hour thing. Man. That seems to be the root of all your fucking problems. Nitis and this and that. I mean, why kill yourself? Just quit listening. But hopefully she'll be back someday.
Way too many 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Here's Mr. Gideon.
I hope she starts feeling better.
We love you, Kate.
And Maggie C, come back. Come back.
Yeah,
hey, Maggie C got a boyfriend. You get the idea she got a boyfriend?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Could be. Boyfriends have ruined the show before. I mean, you know. Yeah. We lose people because of relationships and stuff.
That's it.
Like when that asshole took over the White House there. What's his name? The chosen one.
Yeah. You were right the first time.
We lost half our fucking crew over here, man. We all quit. Hang on. You see that the divine one, the chosen one, he wanted to ask if we could use nuclear weapons on hurricanes.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some kind of a cartoon that's going through his head.
Well, when I heard it, you know, that's the thing. At this point, you hear that and you go like, yeah, that sounds right. That sounds like him.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's not, you know, it's not like, oh my God, the president thinks we should throw a nuke in an eye of a hurricane to stop it.
Unfucking believable.
Well, it turns out I read the thing right before the show, and they said that's how they stopped the Sharknado.
Yeah.
They dropped a nuclear bomb in the eye of the Sharknado.
For someone to.
I didn't know that. I missed Shark Week that time. I hadn't seen that.
I've seen the first one. I don't know how many they've done after that, but. I had to. It sounded so fucking bad, I had to watch it.
He saw it in a movie, so, you know, he's like, hey, man.
Yeah.
Blew the shit out of Sharknado.
Yeah. Well, he thought it was a true story. He thought it was a true story.
You mean it wasn't?
This is our president, kids.
He's
our leader.
And the thing is, he's not really a moron. He's not. His brain is. I mean, he wasn't born like a stooge or anything. He just doesn't give a fuck. He's totally ignorant. He has no knowledge. He just knows how to be a fucking douchebag, man. Shit.
He doesn't need knowledge. He had money.
Yeah, he got money.
Had. Love to know where he is now.
Well, that was the thing. It was talking. Well, never mind. That's the Bobo moment. We'll leave it at that. Let's give him a. Yeah, because he knows everything. Man, how did this ever fucking happen?
I don't know why you're continuing.
We'll see. We'll see, as he says, we'll see what happens.
Hey, you know what I need to ask you, man, before you wrap up the roll call? The picture in the slide, the slideshow. The girl's head with all the eyes around
her. Yeah.
Is that a man Ray? I wonder if that's a man Ray, because it's his birthday tomorrow.
That could be. I just snagged it off the
internet.
It's
a very man Ray-ish look, yeah.
I don't know who that is. Who is that?
I don't know, but it's very Man Ray-ish.
Who's Man
Ray?
Man
Ray-esque.
Photographer?
Man Ray-esque. Yeah, a surreal photographer.
Okay. Yeah, it probably is, because it was like one of those, you know, wacky Facebook sites that post wacky pictures.
Keyword being wacky.
And I said, hey, I've got a wacky podcast. I could use that
it's right
wacky
in.
Picture
it's right
in my wacky slideshow.
Yeah.
Well,
brings the furniture
Last but not least, we lost Purple Pill. apparently, he wanted to listen to something good. That's okay.
I'll take guys to
title of their thing. But the, last but not least, there he is, the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking. Our very own Professor R.J. Gumby III, Esquire, Nonplus, Screwball Extraordinaire.
There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, there they are, the Possum.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
Say hi to Apple Cheeks. Come on, you can do better than that. Say hi to Gumby.
Hey.
Bring it, boy. You have a message for Fort Prefect? What is it? Okay. Do you have a message for Maggie C? Do you have a message for Dr. Cake? Oh, man, that was brief. That was to the point. All right, Ted, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Ted.
All right, Ted.
And happy birthday, everybody.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Happy Dog Day. There you go.
Happy Dog Day. That's right, man.
Uh-huh.
You had your moment in the sun there. Oh, now he's got to lick his butt. Hold on.
You should have put him in the slideshow.
My Teddy. I love this dude. He's a pain in the ass, but he's my bub. He's my bubby, aren't you, dude? Yeah. You stinker.
Did he get a treat today?
I'm gonna get him a treat now.
There you go, there you go. Don't neglect that thing.
Man, it was weird. I had this last month. I had so much work, you know, lined up. So many gigs. And it was just really like, wow, man. It just seemed like an insurmountable mountain of work. And then I realized, I guess it was today, I woke up and went, you know, fuck, I'm cool again. I don't have anything to do for the next couple weeks. It's a strange life, man. Like, either rains or pours. It never rains. It pours, yeah.
There you go.
There you go. So, try to get some shit done around the hot.
Fuck that.
I haven't cut the grass in a month.
Oh.
As of tomorrow.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
A month.
Yeah. Haven't needed to.
Oh, no.
You go out there, the grass crunches. It rained like we had a good hour and a half, 2 hour rain, but we've had a drought for the last month. It hasn't rained, and the grass has just not grown.
We got all the rain over here.
Yeah, I know. Other people are complaining. Geez, it's been raining all. You know, we haven't. Went out there, I was picking up dog dew, and the grass was crunching under my feet. It's all dead. The whole backyard's dead. Except for the weeds. You know, these weeds, you know, some of them are really tall, you know, so I gotta basically mow under the weeds tomorrow. The weather's in. Yeah, it's been very nice. And then now it's like tonight is chilly. What the fuck's up with that?
Yeah, it feels good.
An odd weather, I would say. Anyhow, yeah, I got to get used to not having, man, the driving and the drawing and the drawing and the driving. Drives me crazy. Keep up this heady pace.
Relax, man. Watch some porn. Drink some scotch, watch some porn, relax.
Yeah. I will be doing that. I will be talking about watching the porn. I ain't much of a porn fan anymore, man. It's like watching little kids. You're all so young.
You are an old man.
I don't want to watch grannies fucking either. So, you know, it's like,
Ripples and wrinkles, man. Ripples and wrinkles.
Maybe. Do they have a specialty for, like, middle-aged women? Like, you know, 40?
Yeah.
40-ish, 50? you know, I don't want my grannies. Well, grannies suck, but then, like, looking at average people, fuck doesn't really. Okay, good for them. We congratulate him. I don't want to whack off to him. Rub one off for that. losing the sound now.
Ripples and Wrinkles. You got to get it. It's a classic.
Oh. Hey, did you see that picture? Not speaking of Bobo again, but speaking of Bobo. The picture of... he's like got this grumpy look. And to his right is his old lady. You know, he's holding her hand. And then she's looking at... young, handsome Buck Trudeau up there, like, oh, baby, I'd like to eat you like an ice cream cone. Holy Magoo.
She's loving her fucking ice.
Man, that's the look you get, like, right before a blowjob.
And I tell you what, man, I never found her attractive, but that picture, she looks nice in that picture.
I know. She's like, man, I wish somebody look at me like that, man. Like,
I never liked that look she has. It always looks like so fake.
No.
You know? Like a walking
bitch
mannequin.
Face.
But she, but boy, guys, she looked cute
face.
In that picture.
Yeah, she just looked like, oh, baby.
She looks like she's having a little bit of a splash. She's getting a little splash going. Trudeau's got it going. Trudeau's got the nazz. He's got the nazz.
He's a good looking boy. You got to admit that. Whatever the
is
politics,
he a
he's a good looking boy.
Is he a little light on the loafers or anything? Does he like girls?
Nah. Because the young people do weird. Young people wear weird socks and they're not necessarily gay.
Weird socks.
That's just something.
So he's metrosexual. He's metrosexual.
Yeah, he is a metrosexual, yeah.
There you go.
Nothing hey man. You never know. Not that there's anything wrong with that, man. I just think it's amazing. I said this to my son today. It's fucking mind-blowing. You know, all the stupid shit that's going on. We actually, there's a fucking openly gay guy who's fucking married to a dude running for president, and it's totally cool.
There you go. Finally, we're advancing a little bit.
You know, I think that's fucking awesome, man.
It is.
It's mind blowing it's fucking cool, you know, like.
It's
I really haven't heard anybody say, well, you know, the gay thing's going to work against him. I don't, you know, will it? I guess it will with some people. Obviously, some people are closed-minded, but overall, I don't think it matters one way or the other.
It has nothing to do with politics. It's like when everyone's getting down about Bill Clinton, you know, with the cheating on his wife. Who cares?
Yeah.
Nothing to do with politics.
That's not what it's about.
Yeah.
Right.
In fact, I'd rather have my leader out there banging chicks.
Well, at the time, the joke was, I'd rather he's doing it to her than to the country. You know,
there you go. Yeah, exactly. The guy we have now is leaving a big stain on the fucking country, like Billy did to to that blue dress.
He's coming on our tits as we speak.
Yes.
What?
Coming on our tits. Bobo is coming on our tits. There's the headline. There's the fucking headline.
Oh, shit. Well, therein you have the let's see, do we have the wheel or anything?
Got a wheel.
What happened to the wheel, man? Where's the wheel at? There's the wheel. Let's spin the wheel, see what happens.
Hey, you could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Coming on our All right. Well, speaking of so fucking stupid...
Yep, which we always are.
Don, once again, for 3 minutes, you'll never get back. Now, in assorted fruit flavors.
All right. Cool.
I didn't know. And he sent me that.
Suet fruit flavors.
Yeah. Oh, you know who was excited? I remember I said, I think it was last week, that the Flintstones are back.
Okay.
On MeTV and 6 o'clock, two episodes.
Yeah.
You know who was excited about that?
No.
Oh. Gigantor Space Age Robot.
Oh, there you go.
He's like, man. There's, like, no cartoons on. Like, dude, guess what? Flintstones are back. He's like, oh, my God. He was losing it. He's
it would be great if they came right after emergency. We'd be in heaven. Man, we'll be
chips.
In heaven. And chips, yeah. That's a gigantic or a hat trip.
You'll never get in.
Every morning in the kitchen, you could see him scurry. With those six fat legs, he could move in a hurry. Living on garbage, hiding in the wall. Breathing sprays and poisons and surviving it all. Let me tell you about a roach. Big cockroach. With a female roach, his only thoughts to seduce her. He's an insect Casanova, a prolific producer. He's got a shiny back that's harder than granite. He's just about indestructible, damn it. He's a roach. Big cockroach. He was standing at the corner of Under and Sink. All mean and unshaven, he was looking for a drink. He had a dent in his neck from a month ago when the maid caught him napping and stomped him on the floor. Once I threw a party, he showed up real drunk. Leaned across my wet bar and called me a punk. Well, I took his remark rather tongue-in-cheek. But just to be safe, I made his next drink weak. He was mean. After everybody left, we sat down on the rug. We were talking it out, kind of man to bug. He said, this country was built on persistence like mine. I'll survive, just relax, everything will be fine. Big roach. Big cockroach. Now, we get along fine, at least so far. In fact, my only complaint is that he borrows my car. You can't fight evolution, not when he swears. Seems my only solution was to get him downstairs. Well, I didn't want him in my room. Listen, I've slept in a room with roaches before, but I've never had one hop in bed and throw one leg over me. When they start to cuddle, that's where I draw the line. Well, it's been a while since that went down. He moved out. People said he left town. Then, via the vine, I heard he moved to Manila. They say to marry a chick by the name of Bugzilla. Big roach. Big cockroach. A year went by, and I got a visit from his son. He was bigger than a Buick. He weighed over a ton. So, now I live downstairs. Well, what could I do? My only other choice was to have him move in with you.
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is...
Oh, well, thank you. I called from the resources in our awesome university files there. We were briefly joined by Maggie C, but she wisely reconsidered and split. So thanks for stopping by, Maggie C.
There you go.
Hey, that was awesome,
man. That was
awesome. Oh, speaking of awesome,
we interrupt our program to bring you.
What the hell?
Get him! Give that man a cigar!
All right, back to the news.
Yes. What's going on, Commodore?
I lost my train of thought there. Train left the tracks. Jump the tracks.
There you go.
Dr. Demento, man. I still love that show.
Yes.
I did something about Dr. Demento that kind of influenced how I kind of deal with things on the Possum Hour here. I always thought it was like kind of annoying the way he played the same songs every week.
Yes, yes, yes.
It was like, okay, I got your top 10. You know, do that once a month or something. I don't know, but don't play the same damn songs every week. I know. I don't know. It's kind of.
I didn't need fish heads every fucking week.
Mm-hmm. I liked when he played other shit, but.
Yeah.
I thought it would be, you know, it's like, if I'm going to waste my time doing a stupid thing like this, at least we're going to have a little variety to it. Not just do the same
thing
over and
over. Maybe he didn't have such a big library. Depends on that geek. He played the same shit over and over. You remember Art Paul Schlesinger wasn't around at that time. So, you know, Valley had to, you know.
And we didn't have, and with the internet at our fingertips, we can find endless. Who thought?
Yeah.
Who'd have thought?
We got the advantage over, Doctor.
That there would be an endless amount of yodels. We could do a yodel every Monday night until we died.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And we wouldn't have to play the same yodel twice. That's mind blowing, but it's
we
true.
Couldn't do that in the past. Yeah.
No, you couldn't do that. How could you get all the yodel? Because he was playing real records.
Yeah.
Actual record albums. By God, back when they had a record player, see, and these wax discs, you see, and they put them on this turntable.
Platters.
And it would spin, and they'd put the needle into the grooves, which were pre-recorded in a studio, believe it or not.
You're such an old man. Good God.
I've got the pains to prove it, young man. I'll tell you what. You want to? You got an hour? Because I'll tell you what, I could tell you a thing or two.
There you go.
Let's go. Oh. Well, you got some. Yeah, I thought Maggie C was here, dude.
Sure. She can't, in and
I
out
know.
Like a ninja. In and out like
I
a
know.
Ninja.
What do you got to say about that, Ted? Maggie C.
There you go.
Yeah. Maggie C.
That's his girl.
Stupid. You stupid dog. Hey, they slept together.
Girl, man. Ted
Walker. Enough with the geez, what the heck's going on here? Where's my article? Dagnabbit.
What's going on?
My first story. What's that?
What's going on in this world?
Ah, here we go. I'm trying to get it. Yeah, it says, oh, I see. I see what I did there. Oh, I've got Dagnabbit. I'll turn off my ad blocker for this page. This is the one. Oh, I know. I'm getting to it. In the slideshow, the picture of the naked lady hedge. Yikes.
Yeah.
Oh, for Christ's sake, I can't read the damn fucking article because it won't let me. Fuck it. Anyway, this guy's tired of people fucking his hedge. Drunk guys coming by and fucking his hedge. But the annoying fucking site that the article's on won't let me share the hilarity of it.
Yeah.
Fill in the blanks.
Well, she's, you know, I don't want to blame the victim, but she's fucking asking for it. Look at that hedge.
That's a nice set of
that's
branches.
That's a nice hedge. Yeah. I love old news, man. I love that picture you got of the ass that's there on the beach.
Oh,
yeah. It is nude, man. I love those.
That's a beauty. Them bums.
Yeah.
The little bum, the girl bums. Beauty.
Women have a little bit of fat on them. I loved it. I love that.
Nice little cracks. Up cracks.
Yeah.
Ford Prefect
hey,
has joined the festivities.
All right.
Jennifer.
There you go. Hey, Ford.
Ford Prefect.
He's not going to run out the door like Maggie C, is he?
Maggie C. Oh, actually, Maggie C was actually on fire. So.
Okay.
I hope everything turns out okay.
Okay. All right.
She came into the lounge, spontaneously combusted, and had to leave before she could say hello.
That's a damn good excuse. All right. All's forgiven.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if that happened to me, I would hope that the rest of you would forgive me for not finishing the show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The hell is this thing? I don't know about this. I don't know about that. That's not working out so good. All right, let's go to entertainment news.
Yeah, enough with the hedge fuckers. Fucking hedge fuckers.
We have entertainment news. Oh, here we go. Yeah. Did you see about the lady that worked for Robert De Niro?
No.
And he filed a $6 million lawsuit against his employee who was they discovered she was binge watching like Friends and stuff for like a few weeks. Over a 4-day period in March, she allegedly watched 20 episodes of Arrested Development and 10 episodes of Schitt's Creek. Jeez, you gotta be desperate. 10 episodes of Schitt's Creek?
Yeah.
I made it through another 3 episodes yesterday and I actually laughed. One laugh and one guffaw, and they were both Catherine O'Hara, so. It's not a funny show. It's a terrible show.
I'm binge watching Raising Hope right now. That's a funny ass show.
Oh yeah, they had that. They were running that like late at night, and it was kind of bizarre and kind of amusing.
Very funny show.
Isn't that the one where the young guy has a baby?
Yeah,
he's living with his hillbilly mom and stuff.
From a serial killer.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah. A one night stand with a serial killer.
But anyway, this page gets sued by.
Why did Bobby sue this woman? Because she's not doing her job.
Well,
she's addicted to TV.
Yeah, because she was sucking down $300,000 a year, and I guess she was embezzling dough too. I don't know. 12,000 $12,000 in unauthorized charges, $8,000, $32,000 for Ubers and taxis.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they add up, you know, you need a ride, you know, geez. Wow.
You know, fuck with Bobby De Niro, man.
I bet she's a wuss in real life.
Probably, yeah, he's probably a pushover. I know one thing.
I mean,
thing,
he's
man,
a
lipstick. If I seen three episodes of Friends together, I'd put a fucking gun to my head.
See, I saw most of them because I was married through that whole time. Hey, there she is, Maggie C.
Christ. Maggie C. Back. Hello, Maggie C.
Hey, Maggie C.
Good to have you back.
Awesome. She was on fire, but they put the fire out.
There you go.
Awesome.
Uh-huh. Now come back, Purple Pill. We need Purple Pill now.
Ted said, hey, several times.
There you go.
All right, what else is going on? It's good to see the gang, man. Look at the gang.
It is good. They are gangs here.
A great bunch of possums over there, man.
Uh-huh. Not a hedge fucker among them. That we know of, anyway.
Yeah, well, yeah. Hey, you know, people have things. It's like a two-mile fish. That was just this week, Plattsville, New York, that two-mile
fish.
Double mouth.
Two mouth fish.
Oh.
You sure that wasn't just a photo of someone fucking with the news?
I don't know, man, because I went to
two
the
mouth.
Link now, and it says Plattsburgh, New York. Talk about a unique catch. A woman caught a fish with two mouths on Lake Champlain in New York. And then it says under that, there's a square. It says, this Facebook post is no longer available. It may have been removed, or the privacy settings of the post may have been changed. So I don't know. Maybe they found out it was phony. It could have been like a really, like, extra big gill.
Yeah.
Or like
a
spoiler in a car.
I could see double like shit on them things, but not mouth. That's a little too weird.
Two mouth.
Yeah.
We'll see. Cheeks is on.
I'm getting
to
the bottom of
this.
I'm getting to the bottom of this, man.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, I don't know. It's all starting to sink in, I guess. Here's a lady. A nosy neighbor was spying on her neighbors and got her head stuck in their metal gate.
Leave it to Beaver.
5 hours. Yeah. Had to call the authorities and Gage and DeSoto.
That's great.
Had to, Gage and DeSoto.
That is fucking great. How embarrassing is that?
It's all. This was in a foreign country over here. What is it, Colombia? Colombia?
Gladys Blavitt.
Yeah, come on.
Or Kravitz.
You know, now.
Gladys Kravitz.
Now, yeah, Mrs. L. Kravitz, though. She got her head stuck
Abner.
In a gate.
Abner!
Everybody knows your name now, so.
Uh-huh. You know, how embarrassing is that?
This is the weirdest thing, though. Now, this is weird shit, man. This is like an article on the internet that I found. It's about Sweden, and I can't figure it out. I need you guys, the possums, to help us.
Well, Ford's here. He'll figure it out.
All right. Headline reads: Sex pigs halt traffic after laser attack on Pokemon team.
What the fuck?
Thank you.
You
then
gotta, you
there's
gotta,
a picture.
You gotta do that again. What the hell?
Sex pigs halt traffic after laser attack on Pokemon teens.
Wow. Wow. Holy shit.
There's a picture of a water wheel in some town I can't pronounce, but looks sort of like a spinning wheel. It says tiny Insjön in central Sweden isn't known for pig mask wearing couples shooting lasers at Pokemon hunters before having sex by a water wheel. But that could be about to change.
I love it. There you go. I was taking that too literal. Who knew there were people dressed as pigs? Pig mask.
Man, these kids wandered out with their smartphones to play Pokemon Go.
Uh-huh.
But instead of finding Pikachu or Squirtle,
uh-huh.
Doesn't Squirtle just sound dirty as fuck?
Uh-huh.
Hold on, I
well, the whole thing is.
Must be professional and cough off of Mike.
Well, Pokemon is a pocket monster.
Thank you so much. Squirtle, they came face to face in the park with a couple who must have seemed scarcely more real. The teenage mother who reported the incident to the police. Well, so the people were fucking with pig masks? They wore rubber masks depicting pig's heads, and they started screaming and waving a green laser. The laser beam hit one of the teens in the face, and the children rushed back home, shaken but luckily unharmed.
Holy shit. Where, man, where is this, man? Nothing like that
in
happened
Sweden,
here
man.
In Fisherville. Sweden's a place to
one
think.
One of these shithole white countries, man. Look
uh-huh.
at that shit, man.
That shithole.
Yeah.
That's taking,
mass shooters
that's
who
Bobo
also wore
back.
T-shirts labeled King and Queen were next spotted by incredulous motorists as they had sex beside the Hamlet's water wheel. Traffic backed up on the highway. Some drivers
Holy
slowed
shit.
Down and others clambered out of their cars to behold the bizarre spectacle. All with wearing... Now, they're still wearing pig masks.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That is fucking great. That is great. That headline's a real...
What the fucking fuck, man? And a good end, happy ending. The couple's identity and whereabouts remain unknown. So they
okay, good,
apparently
good.
It's the perfect crime. Yeah, you can have sex by the water wheel wearing pig masks. And who's your father? Well,
wow, the Pokemon.
That brings us to another confusing end. To another confusing. what do we call this? The possum report. Another confusing possum report. Pig masks.
Don't stop me. No.
Now back to our show.
still got the gong, man.
Yeah.
I know counting for taste.
Yes!
I blame Tito.
Right. Ferris wheel. Ford said he had sex with Ferris wheel now.
Oh, there you go. That's cool.
Yeah, you tip the operator and they stop the car at the top, man. Yeah. Big.
I'm scared shitless of Ferris wheels.
Really?
Hell yeah, I don't like them.
Ferris wheels never bothered me too much.
Roller coasters never bothered me. Ferris wheels, though, man, I don't like that height shit.
Yeah, I don't like the new Ferris wheels, the metal ones, steel ones. I like the old rickety wooden ones.
You're a man of danger.
Well, Magic C left again, man. Bye, bye, Magic C. Thanks for stopping by.
There you go.
She must be on fire again. Must be on fire again. Hope she she didn't reignite. Nothing serious. I had sex one time in a Honda Civic. Wow, that in itself is kind of a feat. It was possible though, because the cool thing about a Honda Civic, at least mine, in the 78 Honda Civic.
Yeah.
Both the front seats would fold almost like all the way flat down. So it was actually a cool, like you could get crash in that car, you know, get a nice nap. So we had the seats down and the stupin's going on, and my foot, I was, you know, kind of adjusting my angle and kicked the car out of gear. We go rolling, man. Took the fucking speaker out
Holy
of the thing, you
shit.
Know, the driving speaker.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was.
It crashed in anyway, huh?
Oh man! Oh, that was embarrassing. Because the thing was, this poor driving was run down. On its last legs, and they couldn't afford another broken speaker. Oh, I felt so bad. But you know, hey, I got boinked, so it was a happy ending.
I mean, you got boinked.
Yeah. That was embarrassing as fuck, though. Like, whoa, 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 whoa! Hey.
I sounded straight out of a sitcom. Your life is a sitcom, Commodore.
It should be. Well, it does have a laugh track. Oh, no, that's just Ted barking. Oh, yodeling. We got a yodel, man, before the show's over. I don't know if this has been an entertaining possum hour or not. But,
I look pretty stupid in this, yodeling my way across the Alps.
Yodel!
It is yodeling time.
Hello.
the trails he would stroll, singing his
I think that was you.
Fake news. No, that's fake news. That's what they said about the nuking the tornado or nuking the hurricanes.
Oh, yeah.
No. I never
said that.
Fake news. Never said that. That's fake news.
Fake news.
Nah. That sounds like one of yours, dude. You know. We're used to this by now, man. We know better.
Yep. Remember there was a time we wouldn't believe something like that?
Oh, yeah.
There actually was once a time.
Yeah. Once upon a time, we didn't expect people to say things like nuking. Nuking the weather. Oh, natties. Well, at least he's doing, at least he's going in the right direction and starting to think about climate change. And the way to cure, the way to solve this problem is with nukes.
That's right.
You know, nuke climate change. That's what I say. Thanks for coming. Dang.
Yes.
Dude, you got to work in the morning?
Yes, I do. At the good shop. They got me at the good shop,
okay.
Finally.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And you
bailing.
Up for a Friday possum?
Yes, I am.
Natty.
Yes, I am.
All righty, then. Game on.
All right.
For Friday Possum, this Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, tell your friends, phone the neighbors,
Friend
and wake
word.
The kids. It's Friday Night
Friend
Possum coming your way. This Friday night, starring us, the Puppet Sanguinettes.
Yes.
All right. The transporter is warmed up. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Matty Lights, energize!
I was rolling over the bank. You remember it? Gonna ride a little lady, gonna make it to my toes.
Wait! Where are you going? I was gonna make espresso.